soon to a...
A man has seen every... Hell comes to Huntsville.
Got the joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. Welcome to Hell Comes to Huntsville.
God.
Great start for a very demonic podcast.
Sure.
You know? 31 horror movies in 31 days. A little collaboration, a little hot pod action between Huntsville Home Video and America's Barley Basket. Yeah, you like the hot pod action?
I like
action.
Hot pod.
Yeah.
Hot pod.
I'm just here for the hot pod.
Give me a fresh helping of that hot pod.
I don't like the lukewarm pod.
Mm-mm.
A little stale.
Gotta be hot.
Hot. Three T's. Huntsville Home Video teaming up with America's Barley Basket. We are talking about 31 horror movies in 31 days. My name is Jack Spade. Across from me, Leanne Foster. We make up Huntsville Home Video.
We do.
And joining us via telephono from North Dakota, from America's Barley Basket, Marlon Wells. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. We got these fully functioning telephones here. Got the rotary. I dialed up, and now we're talking fucking movies.
Yeah, man. Here we are, 2021 during this pandemic. Zoom, that new hotness. We're like, nah, fuck that. We're going straight rotary, son.
Man, fucking. You know who's kicking themselves for blowing a 15-year like scoreboard lead? Skype. How did you drop that ball?
Right. Where you at, Skype?
Yeah.
Hmm. You're fucking up.
Y'all were the only game in town forever.
Yep.
Mm. I've never done a Zoom or a Skype.
No?
Just so you know.
All right.
Nope.
Okay.
Not done either.
Don't need them. Fuck them. We're old school here.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Talk to me.
That's somehow so precious. Like, I've never gotten to do one of those, mister.
I've never been important enough. I'm just the worker bee. It's like somebody else does the Zoom meeting to tell me what to do down on the totem pole.
Man, maybe sometime before this month ends, we treat Leanne to a Zoom call.
No, it's okay.
And some ice cream.
What a treat that would be.
Hey, Leanne, it's a very special day today. Do you know what day it is today? Do you know what day it is? That's right. It's your first Zoom call.
Yay!
No, we're not Disneyland. What the fuck? No. Zoom call.
I'm going to put on makeup. It's going to be a whole thing. I just...
You can make your background look like you're at Disneyland.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to teach me how to work it.
Okay.
I won't know.
I can do that.
Oh, my God. You are secretly 85 years old.
I've said it. I'm in my 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah. Just, she's going to wrap up this podcast, go home, probably watch 4 to 6 episodes of The Golden Girls.
There is not a lie in any of that.
Yeah. Break out your little Sophia and Blanche action figures. Put some Icy Hot on that shoulder.
Yeah.
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 Put on the plantar fasciitis brace.
Slip slowly off.
And yeah, doze off to Never Never Land.
Pop a prune and just go.
Pop a prune.
Slumber.
God damn.
Holy shit. My mind heard that as Papa, like P-A-P-A, and I think Papa Prune is the next hot rap jam coming out of Huntsville home, Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, shit.
Be on the lookout for Papa Prune.
Be on the lookout for Past My Bedtime from Papa Prune.
Or Papa Prune is an elderly sex act, one or the other. It can only go one of two ways.
I don't want to know any of the details.
There's a nursing home right now going, God damn it. Old James popped a prune again.
Oh, they found prunes. Out. They found out about our lingo. That was supposed to be internal. Don't say that around these people.
God damn it, Mildred.
Mildred.
God damn it. They're staying up too late. Thought these folks were supposed to just get home by 5:30 to watch Wheel and then go to bed.
Man, you think any of them old folks popping prunes, popping hips are watching Frailty?
I'd wager that they all suffer from frailty, but I don't know that they made time in their week to watch Frailty this week.
Right you are, Marlon Wells, the sharp wit from America's Barley Basket. They are not watching Frailty, but boy howdy, we sure did.
We did.
On day 10 of 31 Days of Horror. What did you guys think of Frailty? Leanne, let's start with you today.
I surprisingly liked it.
Surprisingly?
Surprisingly. I didn't know if I was going to get into it or not, but I did. Love a good Jesus freak.
When I'm out popping prunes, I prefer they be God-fearing.
Right, exactly. I really liked it. I wasn't expecting the biggest twist at the end. I figured Matthew McConaughey was not who he said he was. But I liked the ending. I thought the action was great. I thought the kids were really good, too. Mm-hmm. I thought they pulled it off very well. I enjoyed the movie.
Very good. Marlon Wells, Leanne, you had not seen the movie ever.
I had not.
First time for you. No. And Marlon, a first time for you as well?
First time for me as well. I don't know that until we started chit-chatting about building this list, I don't know that I had ever heard of this this flick.
Yeah, I had.
But I went in with decently high hopes, knowing the cast. I was like, okay, Bill Paxton, McConaughey, motherfucking Powers Booth. All right, let's do it. And came out the other end not caring for it.
Really?
Like, at all. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was very dry for a long time and then did not earn its hard left turn twist at all. Like, it completely lost me going around that corner. I was barely hanging on to begin with, and now that, we're good.
Oh,
hurry up, credits.
Kicked it out, huh?
Yeah, I could not hold on through the turn. But, I wasn't sitting here with arms crossed, scowling at the TV, just like, meh, I want the movie to end. But, no, I was not a fan.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. To me, I really enjoyed the movie. I have fond memories of when it came out. Back in 2001, I was working for a radio station that was in pretty tight with the movie theater here in Huntsville. And so we had stacks of movie passes. And every Friday, I would leave after my show. My show wrapped up at midnight. I was the only one in the building. I would grab like 15 movie passes, and I would basically spend most of my weekends just like watching movies. At one point, I wanted to have seen every movie that was in the theater at one weekend.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, they're free. Why wouldn't you?
That's on brand.
Yes. That was very on brand with 2001 Jack. That was creeping up on the end of cinephile Jack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the pretentious movie snob.
The one I'm glad I've never met.
Right. I could bring him back.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Okay. Nope. We've all done right. Well.
And this Frailty was a movie that was on one of those lists. It was one of it was more like some movies had a very limited release.
Right.
A lot of movies do. And this was one of them. Thankfully, it came to Huntsville. I was like, oh, I want to check this out. And I really enjoyed it. This was also the time when even though I had all these free movies, I would still every Tuesday when new DVDs came out, because I had just recently gotten a DVD player. I was like, I want to have a million DVDs.
Isn't it crazy that we were alive then? Like, doesn't that seem so long away? Like,
right?
I just got the DVD player. Like, I remember just getting the TV with the DVD and the VCR, and it was like, we're fucking living.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I've made it.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't get a DVD player. I went straight to PlayStation 2.
Ah, I had a PlayStation 2, smart. And that's how I watched my DVDs.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first DVD you bought?
No.
Marlon, do you?
Absolutely. I bought a DVD player in the summer of 2003 to bring to my freshman year of college, and with it, I bought Bad Boys.
Nice. Nice. With my PlayStation 2... I purchased the 7, the Fight Club DVD, and the Crow DVD. Those were my first three.
Oh.
In fact, I even asked the clerk It was at a Walmart. And I was like, hey, can you ring the Crow DVD up first? I want this to be the first DVD I buy.
I don't want to look at you.
Yeah, look at me. Bask in it.
I feel gross. Oh,
I bought the Crow God. DVD first.
I feel fucking dirty.
Nerd.
You fucking nerd. Yeah. And then every Tuesday after that, I'm like, here's another $50. Give me some DVDs, you son of a bitch. So many days wasted thumbing through DVDs at used DVD stores, digging through $5 bargain bins. Yep. And Frailty was actually one that was a Tuesday release. Bought it brand new, watched it when it came out in theaters and in DVD, and I fucking loved it both times.
Wow.
And then I had not seen it since probably, I don't know, 2004, 2005 maybe.
Okay.
Rewatched it again last night. Still held up. I still enjoyed it. I will say, you know, to Marlon's critique, that it is dry. It is very dry, you know, kind of very slow moving. Mm-hmm. And when you know the twist is coming, you know, maybe you look for other things that give you hints.
Yeah, I feel like I was constantly looking for a hint of what was about to come.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, overall, I still thought it held up. I enjoyed it. Like you said, Leanne, love a good Jesus freak.
Oh, I do.
Murdering for the Lord. What a concept.
Because it's well, that's what we've been doing for forever over the Bible. It's like, oh, we're just murdering for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been at it a while now.
Yeah. We've been going through this. They perfected the system. But then the whole time I was watching, I was like, like every time Bill Paxton would shoot off something ridiculous, I'm like, oh God, these people still exist. These people are legit. People think they're talking in tongues. People thinking they're doing things for Jesus. I was just like, oh God. So it did make me uneasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever like growing up in the swamps, you ever come across folk like this?
Not that bad. No, not anybody that would maybe kill me, or at least that I know about, but definitely some delusionally religious people.
I too am acquainted with some delusionally religious people.
Which I don't have an issue with people and their religion. Like, you can believe whatever you want to believe. That's fine. You can do you. You don't have to recruit me and we're fine.
Right.
But some stuff, it's just absolutely ridiculous and there's no logic to it. And I'm like, that's where we have a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marlon, you grew up Catholic. You knew any freaky deekies like this in the movie?
Do Catholics have freaks like this? I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just Baptists.
Oh no. Catholics are freaks like this. It's their default setting. Like Catholicism has some wackadoo shit in it for sure. Not that I know of anyway. Apparently the fucking neighbors in this movie were as clueless as could possibly be. But no, as far as I know, I don't have anybody from back home out there, like, putting people in the ground because they think an angel told them.
But if it was going to happen, out in rural North Dakota is where it's going to happen.
Oh, man, I feel like that meme slapping the car on the top going, you fit so many bodies out here. Like, rural North Dakota is the real no one can hear you scream.
Them's is the facts. Now, down in Florida, you might toss them in the swamp, feed them to the gators.
Mm-hmm. And they definitely never existed.
No. I mean, fuck, rural North Dakota, you go out, you leave Fargo 10 minutes outside of that town, and for the next 20 hours going west, you could bury a body anywhere you wanted.
That sounds miserable to drive.
It sure is.
Oof.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun drive. I don't mind it. It's you can take a nice nap because it's just a straight fucking line.
That's a true story.
No hills or corners.
Nope. If your car has great alignment, take your hands off the wheel for a good 30-mile stretch.
Have a little road tug, whatever you want to do. Just kick back and relax.
Next rest area, 30 miles. Well, I better treat myself.
It's gross. Oh,
Daddy's going to pepper grind one out quick here before...
pepper grind? That's so off-putting.
Cruising across the fucking...
So off-putting.
You have murdered Leanne Marlin.
Oh, my bad.
She is deceased.
For the Lord, though.
Oh, it's so visual.
I'm sorry if that was a little evocative.
No, it was good. There's something about the things that Mark, well, even you too, like just the shit y'all say, and it's just so graphic in my brain. It's just like, why?
Yeah. Now you got it coming from both sides. Bad enough every Monday when you're just chatting with me.
Who says pepper grind one out? God damn it.
More importantly, who has pepper ground one out while driving in North Dakota? 2/3 of this podcast.
No, that's so gross.
I mean, at some point you're like, I've seen Dances with Wolves. The scenery doesn't do anything for me out here anymore. I got to keep myself occupied.
I stay awake somehow. I'm falling asleep at the wheel.
That's terrible. I don't want to know that about y'all. Like I like being in the boys club, but that was a little too much.
I guarantee you, if you ever get the chance to drive more than 3 hours through North Dakota, you'd be like, oh, I get it. Whatever the lady version of pepper grinding went out is, I'm about to do that.
I don't think pepper grind works.
No.
No.
I'll give full credit, and I'm only bringing this up because I want it added to the American lexicon. Shout out to stand-up comedian Sam Talent, whose new special is out there. His extremely visual phrase, as far as the lady version of that goes, is trying to get the last pickle out of the jar. Which caused someone, mostly me, to cry fucking tears watching that special.
Yep. Son of a bitch, that's good.
That is hilarious.
Sorry, Ma, who loves this podcast.
My mom doesn't support anything I do, and I'm Leanne's dirty podcast secret, so our moms are good.
We're fine over here.
Our moms ain't going to hear this shit, but Mrs. Wells, we apologize for all the foul language.
Sorry, I can't keep them wrangled in. I'm sorry. What? Frailty?
Frailty, yeah.
Frailty?
2001?
Yeah, it was great.
Bill Paxton, Matthew McConaughey, Powers Booth, the late great Powers Booth, and the late great Bill Paxton. Damn, man.
Mm-hmm. Pour them out.
Game over, man.
I'm not going to say the one thing, but one of the things I liked about this movie, and we talked about this way back at episode one with Candyman, we get two people, Matthew McConaughey and Powers Booth, who I could listen to talk just forever.
Yes.
Yep, that's a fact.
Both of those two, outstanding voices. Powers Booth in particular. Like, I feel like I haven't seen a movie with him in it in a while, and as soon as he started talking, I'm like sitting up a little straighter, like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you prefer your Matthew McConaughey, you know, like in this era, or like when he went through the renaissance of the Matthew McConaughey era when he started winning like Academy Awards and shit?
I feel like I like the late model McConaughey, like a roundabout a Dallas Buyers, True Detective season one onward. If you made me pick one, but I'll take a McConaughey where I can get a McConaughey.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Little McConaughey bonding between bros. I'll let you in on Leanne. Once upon a time, Marlon and I, when we were working together, we were just sitting around, you know, doing our work, bullshitting. And on somehow randomly Matthew McConaughey came up, and I was like, man, I could go for McConaughey and Dazed and Confused, and Marlon then rattled off a McConaughey flick, and then there was like a 5-second silence. And then at the exact same time, like, had not planned it, we weren't even looking at each other, in the same tone and cadence, at the exact same time, Marlon and I go,
"A Time to Kill."
And just like shot around, looked at each other. It's like, oh, dude, it's the stars of a line. This is like, if we needed a sign, like, this is how we know we're supposed to be best friends. We just got up. We bro hugged.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Like bros coming together for Matthew McConaughey. All right.
I loved A Time to Kill.
It's a great movie.
It's a fucking fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Apparently not as great as Frailty, though, according to Mr. Wells.
Significantly better than Frailty. Frailty was, like, I feel like it had me for, like, 25 minutes. Like, I was right there, and then I just, like sand through your fingers, just, like, deflated. I just kind of like fell off of this movie real slowly over the entire length of the movie until like the big twist came, and I was like, nah, we're done. It was like, I don't know. It just,
was it the twist that killed it for you, or was it just too dry? Was it like is there anything particular?
I think it was dead before that, but it was certainly a death knell, as it were. But it was, I don't know. I just had trouble with like I had trouble buying that no one in the, like I said before, jokingly, no neighbors is hearing any of this happen in the shed outside. No neighbor is ever checking in being like, boy, that boy's digging a big fucking hole for no reason. Like, nobody sees them burying folks in the rose garden, especially by the end when they show the rose garden and there's like 24 very obvious graves. I'm like, this must be a big fucking rose garden for nobody to have stumbled across this just yet. Like, just logistics were a little shaky. And I started off being like, okay, yeah, Bill, you know, single dad Bill Paxton, drives a fucking El Camino, so you know he's cool. just like, he's out here fucking working on cars and drinking hams. I'm on board with Bill Paxton immediately. I would ride with Bill Paxton in El Camino crushing hams. Hell yeah.
Here's a little fun fact about that hams. That was the same can of beer for the entire movie because they apparently couldn't find a hams. Like, they found one, and then they kept using that same beer can in the shot over and over.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like, trying to find, I feel like that's a whole world that we don't think of when people make period piece films. Like, no, you got to get this hams that is this type of can with this logo in order for it to be accurate. Mm-hmm. Like, I always think of that in any, like, period piece film I see, like, oh, this is set in the 60s, so we got to get the old Pepsi logo on shit, you know? I always like seeing that kind of thing.
I actually noticed that earlier in the week when we were watching Leviathan, and Daniel Stern breaks out a Pepsi, and it just has that, you know, like the can with the giant logo on it. I'm like, oh man, I remember Pepsi's from the late 80s. Those were great.
Pepsi better than Coke. There, I said it.
You're not going to get an argument from me.
Not from me either.
All right, 3 thumbs up for Pepsi. 2 out of 3 thumbs up for Frailty.
And apparently, don't think I didn't notice it, at least 1 thumbs down to an El Camino, Leanne.
Those are the...
Are you not...
Those are the dumbest and ugliest cars ever.
What if...
It's just stupid.
What if Matthew McConaughey picked you up in an El Camino?
I mean, I couldn't turn down the opportunity.
There it is.
You know?
There it is.
And I would just hope it's not his.
Oh, yeah, it would be his. Mm. I guarantee you Matthew McConaughey has crushed puss in an El Camino.
I just think they're dumb. I look at them and I'm instantly just off-put. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I had a cousin who had an El Camino and, like, you know, tip-top shape. He was all about that car, and then he and his brother shot it up. His brother shot it up because they got in an argument, and I was like, "Huh, that's the best thing. That's the best thing that happened to that El Camino."
That is some swamp shit, right?
It is. It is. Yeah. Just to drive the knife in, he just shot up the El Camino.
Jesus Christ!
That was a big talk
Holy
of the town.
Shit! I thought I grew up redneck.
Dumb. All right.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough.
El Caminos are dope. Bring them back, you cowards.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'd buy one.
Give me like that new Camaro body, but with a pickup bed on the back of it. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm in.
Yeah, I am.
I'll take 2.
Yep. I'm here for it. Leanne, I'm sorry, but
no,
I am.
No.
Yeah.
Dumb.
I would even go so far as to not only have and purchase an El Camino. Now, I don't roll as deep as Marlon Wells. I couldn't afford two, but I would definitely afford one, and I would exclusively in that car listen to the Black Keys album El Camino.
Okay, I do like a good theme.
Right?
I can't follow you that far. I don't like the Black Keys that much.
What?
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Well, okay, I'm Hold done.
Up. Hold up. I said that much. I do enjoy the Black Keys. I could put together probably a 12 to 20 song playlist of like, I like these songs, but not nearly enough to exclusively listen to them in my El Camino.
Well, I guess you're driving your El Camino, one of your two, whenever we go on a road trip then, because I wouldn't want to bore you with my...
Yeah. Y'all can ride the back.
I'm not riding with your pepper grinding ass. Out.
Goddamn frailty.
I hope I didn't ruin Pepper for Leanne.
Man.
Oh, shit.
Pepper? No.
Okay. No.
Nah, it's fine.
Nah, Pepper's too good. I'll pepper the shit out of everything. So frailty, kind of a miss for Marlon. Leanne dug it. I dug it.
Yeah.
I dug that religious connotation to it, you know, like the reason no one noticed them digging in the garden, no one noticed the garden. Spoilers, God was looking out for him.
I was not expecting that at all. I just thought, oh, well, he's just a crazy and it's gone off on the young one and we got to get these crazies out of here. And then as soon as nobody could remember his name, as soon as that picture was burned, I was like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, like I really dug the twist.
I did too, and I didn't have the pacing issues either. I was fully in for it. I was interested in it the whole time, and I kind of thought, again, with the brother, I kind of figured that out. I'm like, oh, well, he's obviously not who he says. But I kind of went with it. I didn't have an issue with the pacing, and I liked the twist.
Yeah, dug the twist. And a question for the two of you. Now, when you see... you know, like some rando in the streets just, you know, like talking to themselves, like carrying on. You know, you see some, like Marlon and I have seen our fair share of fucking psychos working in the clubs in the day.
I'm sure.
Is there ever just like a small part of you going, maybe they are talking to a higher power?
What if they're right?
Yeah, what if they're right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's always a part of me that's like that. Because remember, you said I'd be the first one in a cult, because I'm always like, I bet they're preaching some facts.
Yep, right?
I bet, what if doomsday is tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Like, what if? Did I do everything I was supposed to?
I love this idea that Leanne has this ultra low threshold for, I'm listening. Like, I would watch the shit out of that sitcom. Like, Leanne just... out in the world and being like, oh, what's this person have to say? Yes, I will listen.
Every week, we introduce Leanne to a different cult member, and we see if they can indoctrinate her on this week's episode of I'm Listening.
You know, I love cult documentaries, and I will watch the hell out of a cult documentary. And the whole time I'm like, what an idiot. Oh, my gosh, you dumb. How dare you? And then everybody's like, oh, yeah, you'd be in a cult. I'm like, God damn it. Because yeah. I will stop to listen.
I'm like, hey, Leanne, come over here and do this thing with me. Nah, I'm not really interested, but it'll save you like a shit ton of money and it could provide for your financial future and, you know, maybe make for a better tomorrow. Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, I'd get suckered into it. I'd get guilt tripped into it. Then I'm stuck.
Uh-huh.
And I'm out there waiting.
Yep.
With no help.
I feel like Leanne is like the perfect prey for like an MLM scheme or a pyramid scheme.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I don't mean I've gotten a lot. I mean, everybody I went to high school with now sells some kind of hair shit. I've not bought into it yet. So I think I'm okay. Like, I haven't bought fat burning coffee or like Mary Kay or any of that shit. So like I'm holding strong on that part.
Now, notice in that statement, one small three letter word, you did say yet.
Yet. Mm-hmm.
That's where they get you.
True.
Like, because I was listening for it. You're like, oh, I haven't heard about that yet. And that's when the fangs come out. Like, well, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you a quick rundown.
Leon, have you
three
thought
letters
about-
is all it takes for the devil to slip in.
Mm-hmm. The devil's in the yet.
Ah, shit.
God, I will give this movie, like, even though I didn't care for the twist and was like, I think I might have actually said fuck you out loud at the television when the turn came. But I'll give it this. I fucking didn't see that coming at all. I was just like, ah, this fucking Looney Tunes thinks the Lord's talking to him and he's killing demons. So 90 minutes in when the movie goes, yeah, he is. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. No, but okay. Good on you. That's a
fantastic reaction to me. The fact that, you know, like, you like, A, didn't see it coming, but B, also don't give a fuck about it.
Yeah, it was like a little kid busting out a song on the recorder. Like, I'm impressed you can do that. I don't like it, but like, good for you. Yeah, that is hot cross buns, isn't it? Good work. I'm not into the song, but good on you. Skylar or whatever your name is.
Skylar.
play me some Lil Nas X on that thing. Then I'll be impressed, little fucker.
Right. Bump out some jams. can you do like the Trapped Under Ice solo from that? Or what are you doing? What are we doing here?
Because I saw these kids on the internet that were banging out 46 and 2, and they fucking crushed it. And they're the same age. Where you at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so where are you coming from? Why are you here? Where are your parents? This is a long interaction with a strange child.
How did you get in this apartment?
Oh, the Lord brought you here.
Yeah, eyes roll back, black ooze seeps out. Yep.
I'm going to be honest, I got 1-800 lost in the middle of this story, and I have no idea where we were at and where we're at now.
That's all right.
Lost in all of this.
That's what happens when you roll with us.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was fine. I was enjoying it, but I was like, wait, what happened? Who's this child?
Sometimes there's a corner you can't hold on for.
I know, I didn't hold on to this corner at all.
Yeah. So let's bring it home today. Overall, I thought, like I said, I really dug Frailty. I dug it back in 2001. I dug it 20 years later. Still dig the twist. I like the dark, twisted turn of the Lord. People out here killing for Jesus again.
Go to a lot of people.
Fucking crazy. Yeah, right? Crazy. I'm going to go ahead and I'll give Frailty a 3.75 out of 5.
Okay. I'll give it a solid 3.
Solid 3. And Marlon Wells, where's this one rounding out for you?
Two bells out of five bells.
All right. Well, that is Frailty. Tomorrow, I feel we should kind of give Marlon some love, because I feel like he hasn't liked a lot of the movies that we've that we've been watching this year, and this is kind of his jam. This is his thing. This is like this is his time to shine. I'm like, oh man, I'm so excited for Halloween movies. I want to talk about it with my friends. Fuck, most of these movies suck.
As with anything, you and I got involved and it fucked everything up.
Yep.
Nobody else is having fun but us.
Ah, that ain't true at all. Like, even movies I don't care for, we're having good chit-chats and having fun goofs. Like, I'm still enjoying myself. I was bummed I had to watch Monster Squad again.
Oh,
and,
you fucking twat.
Like, Malignant wasn't y'all's fault.
That's true.
Leviathan and Deep Star 6 was certainly your fault.
That's also like, true.
Hey, it's fine. We're having a good time.
Oh man, I want to take this thing that I do every year. Jack, let's get Leanne in on it. Let's chat about movies. Sure, man. We're going to shit all over you. I'm going to pick these movies I know you don't give a fuck about.
It's like when you let one of your little buddies borrow a toy and they return it broken.
Yeah, man, I don't know what happened. I think it might have been, you know, it might have been a manufactured defect. I think it might have broke either way. But anyway, here's your Fucking G.I. Joe's back. Gotta go, bro.
This Casey Jones smell like you put it in the toilet. Where's this golf bag full of hockey sticks? What's going on?
I couldn't get the sink filled fast enough. And, you know, like the turtles, I mean, they live in the sewer. So, like, I just, you know, put them in the toilet.
I think we lost Leanne again.
We sure did. I legitimately saw the eyes glaze over.
I'm trying to swallow my water because I had a mouthful and I couldn't get it down. Almost snarfed everywhere.
Oh,
yeah, I was
shit.
Gone. We locked eyes and I was gone. you couldn't find me.
No.
The irony that you made it through Leviathan, Deep Star 6, and then drown on Frailty.
Y'all worn me down.
Oh, shit. And we got plenty of months to go, y'all.
We do.
So with everything being what it is, like I said, I feel bad that Marlon hasn't necessarily enjoyed a lot of these movies. I want to toss out a movie suggestion that I know for a fact Marlon likes and that you, Leanne, have never seen.
Shocker.
So, right? Crazy. What, Jack? You want both of your friends to have fun at the same time? Fuck, get out of here. I mean, you don't have to laugh that hard at it. It wasn't that funny.
I don't have to, but I naturally did.
Let's do it. Let's take a sure thing. Let's take a guaranteed W.
All right. Let's put one in the W column. Marlon, what do you think about tomorrow we review 1978's version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Chef's kiss. Let's do it.
There it is. And just like that, Marlon is back.
Back in. You and rope tomorrow, us back in.
And tomorrow, Leanne is going to fucking hate it.
No, I think I'll like it.
You think so? Well, Jack, I'm glad Marlon certainly enjoyed it because I thought it was a wet fart.
Fuck you.
Fuck you out of five.
I like this idea of Jack constantly having these two spinning plates that he's trying to keep happy. Just like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I can't get them both on the same page. Y'all want to just watch Zombieland again?
Oh, man. Tough work keeping you both happy. I swear to God, you're both very needy.
As long as there's no damn hurricanes and shit, I think I'll be fine.
I mean, we all know that's the challenge of any threesome is to make sure everybody leaves happy. It's tough to keep them spinning.
Oh, right you are, my friend. Right you are. So we'll see tomorrow if this little menage a trois of horror is all happy. With Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1978. So we will be back tomorrow chit-chatting. We'll be talking about the movie. We'll find out what other grotesque body horror that we can come up with for Leanne to visualize in her brain and just be like, oh, God, oh, no. Forever
horror.
Sullied. Pepper grinder. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Would you like some fresh pepper for your... Oh, God, no.
No fresh pepper. No.
No. Oh. Never again.
Thank God, I just switched from a pepper grinder to the actual pepper in the thing, and I'm like, oh, thank God.
And then you're going to be like, well, the grinder's better. Fuck, no.
No.
So we will be back tomorrow chatting about Invasion of the Body Snatchers. In the meantime, if you want to go back, you want to check out some more episodes of me and Leanne chit-chatting movies, some of the hijinks that we've chatted about for the past 69 episodes or so.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on HuntsvilleHomeVideo.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at
HSV Home Video.
And of course, Marlon Wells, who is along for this ride that he is not liking so far.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to him.
Come on. God damn, it's fine.
You can listen to him having a much better time every Tuesday on America's Barley Basket. Marlon, where can they hit you up?
Oh, the Simpsons have duds too, my friend. Believe you me. You can find us on the internet, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Barley Basket USA. And you can listen to the show, myself and comedian Nathan Folsebach, talking about the Simpsons and all manner of other shit. We got deep into gravy this past week. You never know. what we're going to come up with.
As I mentioned to you off the air, like when I was listening to your podcast, I didn't realize I had such strong opinions on gravy.
Strong gravy. Yeah. Strong gravy talk happening on what is ostensibly a podcast about The Simpsons.
Right. And then you went back to talking about The Simpsons. I'm like, no. I have thoughts on the gravy.
Back up. Back that up.
Yeah. Just yelling at my phone. And I'm like, oh, he can't hear me. This is already recorded. I'll just text him my deep inner musings about gravy.
That's what's fun about having like your friends listen to your podcast is occasionally you'll get texts like that. Like, hold up, here's what I got to say about gravy. And usually it's like a few days after we've recorded it. So I'm like, what the fuck is Jack talking about? Jack having a stroke? What is going? Is this a coded message?
Jack, are you in the trunk of a car?
What is going the gravy? Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Jack Gravy. Good chatting with you, buddy. Like, looking forward to talking about frailty.
Or not.
He's doing all right. I should call Rachel.
God, do you still have me down as your emergency contact? But yes, my friends, tomorrow, join us again for another chit-chat about a horror movie. During spooky season, during the month of October, we'll be chatting about 31 horror movies in 31 days. We are on to day number 11 tomorrow with 1978's Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Until we chat with you again, be kind and rewind.
Blah, blah, blah.
They want to get my gold on the ceiling.
Yeah, nicely done. Bravo.
Oh, I think I pulled something.